Hello to everyone, those who are listening to us right now. We are here in Radiophonics with Jet Lag program. The curiosity of the day are: McDonald's largest restaurant is located in Beijing, China. It covers an area of 2.6 square kilometers and has no less than 29 houses to mark. The second, each year the number of people killed by a donkey is higher than those who die from a plane crash. Today we have as guest an Italian student who comes from Roma. His name is Valerio Firmonti. We meet at a Strategia di Comunicazione di Impresa course, where we worked on one project and then an advertising campaign for a pork meat producer. But it doesn't matter.
Hi everyone, I'm Valerio, and thank you Irina for inviting. And sorry for my voice, but I'm quite cold today.
Don't worry. What do you study here?
I study corporate communication. It's a master program.
Tell about, you come from Roma, and how you choose Perugia?
Yeah, I choose Perugia because it's a small city. Instead, Rome is very, very big and confusing. There are a lot of students. Here it's very intimate. We have a few people in the classroom. It's quite better.
Only for this reason you choose Perugia, or maybe...
I also like a lot the region of Umbria and the city of Perugia a lot.
I know you studied in Australia with the Erasmus exchange program. Tell us about your experience. How was it studied? How long?
I studied in Australia for one semester from February 2008 to July 2008. And it was, I think, the best experience I ever had in my life. I went to Canberra, which is the capital, and I studied at the University of Canberra. The main subjects of the university were marketing and journalism.
What are the differences between Italy and Australia in the school or university system?
The differences I found between Italy and Australia are about the study method. For example, in Australia it was all about lectures in front of the professor. You cannot do questions, and you have like 3 hours per week in a smaller classroom with like 10 students and the professor, in which you talk about the subject of the previous lecture, and there you can do questions, you do homeworks, projects and everything. Instead, in Italy, it's more about lectures and questions in the classrooms and exams, oral exams, written exams. There are only written exams in Australia.
Mm. And you like more written than oral?
I don't know, actually, because I like a mixture of them. Because one is too much study, mm-hmm. The other one is too much practice. So something in between.
Okay. If we made a comparison between Italy and Australia, what are the aspects that you liked or disliked? Describe it in 4 positive and negative words.
In general or about...
Yes, in general, not only system, okay. University.
I mean, of course.
Food
is better in Italy, of course.
Okay.
Of course, in Italy there is more art, museums,
okay.
History.
Architecture.
Architecture, buildings, everything. And in Australia there's not, I mean, there's only desert. There's desert, okay. Tropical forest, so...
But you saw kangaroos!
I saw kangaroos. I lived with kangaroos. Kangaroos are inside the city. So you can walk to the city and you meet a kangaroo. Not always. Like we meet cats, they meet kangaroos.
Okay.
Because there are 50 million kangaroos.
Oh, mamma mia! And koala?
Yeah, but koala are protected. They stay in reserves, natural reserves, so you cannot meet them in the wild life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you said about food, about architecture, museum. Okay, third?
Third about Italy, probably the kindness of the people.
Uh-huh,
open-minded, yeah.
Okay, tell me about negative in Italy, negative in Australia.
Okay, negative Italy, probably how is managed. For example, Rome, my city, it's not well organized with the public transport, so with the cleaning of the city and everything. And negatives about Australia is that there are a few cities and they are very, very far from each other. For example, Sydney, Canberra, it's 4 hours driving. Canberra, Melbourne is 8 hours driving. And in the middle, there's nothing. Mm-hmm. And you don't have the trains and they are not connected.
Uh-huh. Okay. Tell me about positive aspects.
Positive aspects in Australia are every all about the nature. I mean, you can see, I think, the most beautiful landscapes I've ever seen. The beautiful seas, beaches, forests, and also quite the desert. And other things are about how they manage the cities, confronted to other cities. And yeah, it's a very fascinating place.
You visit New Zealand?
No, I didn't. I only visited the east part of Australia and I decided to stay there,
okay.
Not to go abroad to New Zealand, but instead
okay.
It's 3 hours flying, so...
But you visit Opera?
Sydney Opera House, yeah.
Opera House, yeah.
I visited the first day I arrived in Australia because I landed in Sydney. So the first thing I did was go to hotel, put my stuff on the bed and then go out and go to the...
And how is? Tell me about your feeling. When you saw the first time.
To be honest, I was excited because it made me understand that I was really in Australia. But it was not the best thing I saw there. I mean, it was just a building and not so beautiful actually. I mean, it's not so big. It's interesting, but not so exciting. I mean, the most exciting thing for me was the first meeting with the kangaroos, for example.
Oh.
And I was going to the university and I saw a group of kangaroos. Oh my god, how is this possible?
Okay, but how much is the hike?
They can be 2 meters and a half.
Oh, how was your routine day in Australia?
Okay, I used to wake up quite early and go to university in the morning, have lunch at university, and then I usually had the afternoon free and I spent it walking, for example, near my accommodation. There was a park with a lake, always went there doing walks. And in the night, actually, I didn't do too much because there were no bars near my neighborhood. They were only in the center of the city, and so I spent in the accommodation with other exchange students.
Okay, you found some students from Philippines.
There were a lot of Chinese and Japanese students, seriously a lot. And my roommate was Indian.
Oh, well.
And from my exchange program, there were Americans and Germans, one French guy. For example, there were no Spanish or English.
I think you was only Italians.
No, I was in my program. It was me and another guy from Rome, from my same university. And but I met 2 girls. They attended the other university in Canberra, which was ANU, Australian National University.
Uh-huh.
So we made this little group of people.
Okay. But this university in Australia is the biggest.
My university was not big. It was the modern one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't think it has more than 20 years actually. The other university in Canberra is very important. It's
famous.
Uh-huh.
Okay. In which countries did you have the experience of participating in different study or volunteer programs?
Okay, the study program only in Australia, but I did some volunteer programs during these years. My first volunteer camp was in Germany, in a city near Berlin. The name of the city is Oranienburg. And the second one was in England, Cornwall, the city was Penzance. And the third one was this summer in Serbia. The city was Kozjerić, which is a small village. My experience in Germany was about gardening and tourism, because there was a concentration camp and we talk with the tourists and everything. The second one was only about gardening, because we were in an elementary school in the middle of the only this school, and we did this gardening for the children, play with them. And in Serbia was a music festival camp, so we had to play. I played the piano, but there was like a violin guy, a guitar guy, bass guy, singers, and we had to organize and play this
orchestra. Okay, but which volunteer camp did you prefer?
My favorite one was the first, because it was the first.
And like a girl.
Exactly. And I still have friends from that work camp. I still in touch with them.
Okay. Nice. What cities did you visit in Italy and fascinated you about each architecture?
Okay, I visit like the whole country, and my favorite city, of course, is mine.
Roma.
Rome is the capital. It's full of historical buildings, full of art and everything. But my second one is Florence, Tuscany. I really like it. I've been there. I don't know
why.
Because it's a middle-aged city, like Perugia, but it's bigger. There's the river, it's very, very, very beautiful. But also, I like the Venice, because Venice is unique in the world. It's the only city where you cannot drive, you go through the river. And,
I know. Okay.
Very beautiful. And about the others, I mean, I like my whole country, but these three cities are my favorite.
What kind we visit in Rome?
In Rome, you can visit a lot of things. The most famous one is the Colosseum, which is 2,000 years old, so it's a very old building. And there's the Altare della Patria. I don't know how to translate. It's, it's a big, 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 big building. And there is the river and the neighborhood near the river. Which is Trastevere, very characteristic. And St. Peter, of course, the first church in the world, where there is the Pope. And the neighborhoods near to St. Peter also are very, very good.
Okay. If you had the opportunity to choose a country, where would you like to live or volunteer?
For volunteer, I guess I want that my next volunteer experience will be in Africa. Okay. Everywhere, I mean.
Yes.
I would like to volunteer there.
I like the same.
Yeah, it would be really
elephants.
Children.
I know.
But to live, probably, I would say Australia. I mean, I would love to spend my life in Australia.
Why you choose Australia to live?
Because I already live there, so I know how to live there, how to survive there.
Okay.
Of the animals. It's the country with the most dangerous animals in the world.
Ah, so, I saw
about there this. Are snakes everywhere, spiders.
Yes, scorpions.
Sharks, scorpions. Everything is there.
Okay.
God decided to put all the dangerous animals all in Australia.
But tell me about the climb.
The weather.
Yeah.
The weather is very, very hot, and it's different from here. I mean, when here is winter, there is summer. And it's completely different. But it's very, very cold, I mean, in the south, like Melbourne or Tasmania. For the rest of the country, it's quite hot and tropical.
Do you have any hobbies, some kind of ritual that you do every day that makes you feel good, without which you cannot live? I don't know. I know you photograph.
Yeah, I'm a photographer, so my main hobby is this one. It's about photography. I don't have rituals every day. I just wake up and live my life without rituals.
Maybe you drink coffee, I don't know.
No, I don't drink coffee, I drink tea. Okay, maybe this is your ritual. I drink tea every morning.
In peace?
What?
In peace.
In peace.
Sorry, in silence, I mean.
I still have to wake up, so I'm still sleeping. And I need to...
But you have some, I don't know, you like to do photos, you like to play piano. Dimmi del tuo gatto. Che bello.
Okay, no, I said my hobbies are about photography, playing piano. I studied piano for 5 years.
Oh, bello.
And the cat that lives in my home, it's not mine, it's my homemade, but it's kind of mine anyway, because he actually lives in my bedroom. So basically, it's mine. But I love travel, of course. I visited 15 countries.
Oh.
And my goal is to visit a new country every year, at least this one. And
okay, this is all.
That's all.
Okay. What crazy things did you do in your life? Stories about them.
Okay.
Don't try.
No, I'm not shy. I mean, probably the craziest thing I've ever done, it was in Australia, because my name.
Okay.
And I was with this friend from Rome. We were in the northeast of Australia.
Okay.
Inside a rainforest. And we decided to leave the pathway and go inside the forest, just walking inside the forest.
Okay,
and we decided to leave the pathway without the seniors. And we just went inside the forest.
Okay.
And it was kind of dangerous. We met snakes and everything.
Mamma mia.
And spiders and dangerous plants. But it was kind of funny and adventurous. Crazy. But I will do it again.
Tu sei pazzo.
I know.
How much time you spend in this...
Inside the rainforest?
Yes.
1 hour. Then we decided to go back to the pathway. We were getting lost because we were without mobile, so without map, without
water,
without everything. So maybe it was better to go back.
Yes. Tell us a quote or phrase that represented you.
There is a sentence that I really like, which is from a Formula One driver.
Okay.
And he put this sentence on his helmet. The sentence was "Stop being them." So I really like this sentence, because it means that you always have to be yourself and never be like someone only because they like you to be like this.
Yes, I know. So, be different from others.
Be different from everyone.
The Christmas holidays are approaching. As usual during this time, we are together with family, friends and others. What traditional dishes do you have in your life and recommended them to tourists to taste? Tell me about Rome, what
we
kind?
We don't have a special dish for Christmas in Rome, actually. I spent Christmas with my family and we celebrate the evening of 24th and the lunch of 25th.
Okay.
But we just eat a lot, everything we have, pasta.
Okay, tell me about pasta name, or I don't know, some foods.
We usually eat dishes about fish,
fish.
The 24th, and about meat the day after that. But we don't have special dishes, we change the menu every year.
Okay. Which places to visit in Italy would you recommend to a foreigner?
Okay, I would mention the city I talked about before, like Florence and Venice, but also the south of Italy is very, very, very beautiful.
Sicilia.
Especially Sicily. Sicily is my favorite region, and it's full of beautiful landscapes and the sea, the beaches, the people are very nice.
I saw only photos from volcano Etna.
I've been there. I've been on the top of the Etna, and it was a memorable experience.
Tell us an Italian national song.
I mean, in the other countries, they know very old Italian songs, for example.
Tell me one.
L'Italiano of Toto Cutugno.
Okay.
The songs of Celentano. But I think that if you want to listen a song about Italy, very realistic, is from Rino Gaetano. He's a singer. And the song is Aida, which talks about the history of Italy with the use of metaphors. It's one of my favorite songs about Italy.
I don't know about this song, but
yeah, you should listen.
At the end of the show, I will listen. Now, I'm thinking about on some phrases in Russian and Romanian you have to repeat. But you tell me about some phrases in Italian. Very quickly, it will repeat. Now. Ехал грека через реку, видит грека в реке в раку.
Oh my god.
Ехал грека через реку, видит грека в реке в раку. This is Russian.
Okay, let's try the first sentence.
Okay. Ехал грека.
Ехал грека.
Через реку.
Через реку.
Супер, белиссимо. Видит грека в реке.
Видит грека.
Видит грека в реку.
Видит грека
в реку. Раков.
Раков.
Okay. Now fast.
No.
Ехал грека через реку, видит грека в реке раков.
No, I cannot do it. It's too difficult. Can I read it?
But you don't understand.
Ехал грека
через
через реки.
Реку.
Видит грека в реке
раков. Окей, белиссимо. Молто рапидо.
Ехал грека через реку. Видит грека в реке раков.
Белиссимо, окей.
Sorry, Russian friends.
It was first time when you say something in Russian, but very fast. Okay, now we can speak in Romanian. Allora. Tu am zis și am zis că o zice, dar de zis nu am zis nimic. Nici n-am zis, nici noi mai zice, că am să zic ce nu am zis.
Mult
rapid, pentru că linguajul din
Oh my god. That's me. Tot am zis și am zis ce zice, dar de zis nu am mai zis. Nici n-am zis, nici noi mai zice, ți-am zis, nu am zis. I don't know what I said, and I'm sorry, Romanian.
Don't worry, this is for jokes. Some.
Yeah.
Now tell me you about some phrases in Italian,
okay.
Or maybe in Spanish, in English.
Okay, I'll tell you this, show you it. Sopra la banca la capra campa, sotto la banca la capra crepa. Come on, be my guest.
Sopra la banca la panca.
Sopra la banca la capra campa.
And now I will repeat. Sopra la panca la capra campa, sotto la panca la capra crepa. No, it's not correctly. Okay, well, okay. I try again. Sopra la panca la capra campa, sotto la panca la capra crepe.
Perfect. Perfect. You're Italian, 100% Italian.
Okay. All right, our program is about to finish and I would like to thank you, Valeriu, since you have been our guest. Thanks to all the listeners listening to our Jetlag program Radiofonica with students who talk about their lives. I am Irene and I wish you a wonderful day. See you soon in your next interview.
Thank you and goodbye everyone.
Now let's listen a song.
Aida di Rino Vera.
Okay, ciao ciao.
Ciao.
I'm not. d'amor. Jaguari, sciacalli e la pelle.